Tell me a story. One with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
In that order.
Well, it doesn't have a happy ending.
Oh. A true story, then.
Yes.
All right, then. The beginning.
You meet a stranger.
Tall, dark, handsome, mysterious.
Me to a tea. And it was love at first sight, because you have excellent taste.
Oh, I do. Marriage.
Yes. You're very conventional. Sometimes.
In the middle.
Long story short, we go to diffuse a device.
Oh, how exciting. Deadly jeopardy and peril.
Rather.
And the ending. Presumably at the last moment.
The very last moment.
Oh, quite the best one to choose.
You heroically diffused the device, saving the entire planet.
But, because there's always a but.
Yes. Oh, my love, I'm so sorry. You absorbed a very high dose of radiation. You're dying.
Oh. The end?
It is never the red or the blue wire, is it? This thing doesn't even have wires.
Well, there was that time with that rather amusing bomb on... Oh, no, wait, that hasn't happened for you yet, has it?
Oh, here we go.
I love that just for once I know more than you. Sorry, but I find this fascinating.
Oh, well, do you now? How nice for you.
Yeah, I'll just check my 500-year diary again. Now, where are we? Now, I'm determined to pin this down. Have we done the invidious crescent?
Oh, no. Plenty of time for this. I'm not busy. I'm just disarming a device that'll wipe out all of life on this planet.
Sarcasm doesn't suit you. Also, you're not having much luck.
You could help.
I could, but it would be against the rules.
What rules? Okay, fine. You can't tell me. You're loving this.
Yes, a little. Doodle bugs.
What?
That's what these things remind me of. Flying out through the universe and then suddenly just dropping out of the sky and obliterating all life on a world. The spore ships are one of the great mysteries of the cosmos.
Which we'll be a bit closer to solving once I've... Oh, once I've disabled this one. The structure is fascinatingly squidgy. It's like trying to get the pits out of an orange without spilling any juice.
Perfect analogy. But you forget how lucky you are.
Lucky?
Yes, only you could decide to research them and almost immediately make a remarkable discovery. Finding one before it goes off is unprecedented.
Well,
maybe you can write a book about them. Name in gold holographics on the cover, lurid theories on the inside. Books about spore ships are bestsellers. And if you can disarm it, well, your book will be unique in that it'll actually have some facts in it.
If I can stop it going off.
I have every faith in you. Don't let me stop you.
Why, thank you.
No one even knows how long the spore ships have been doing this. Fascinating. I mean, they could have been launched at the start of time. That's why you've got to get inside it, to find out its secrets.
Doing the best I can, all by myself.
I'm on, Team River, with you every step of the way at your greatest triumph.
Spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
So many faces. All of them infuriating. Oh! Was that good?
I'm afraid I can't say.
I mean, It sounded hopeful. I chased a ganglion back to the cluster node?
I prefer gooey bit. Well, it's gone quiet. Ah.
Right. Not good?
Not good.
I'm going to try pulling out the nerve cluster. Ew. Ew, this is like picking a giant's nose. Nearly there.
Oh, brava.
I presume this works.
Tut, tut. But would I be sitting this close if it didn't?
Fair enough.
I'm just going to move back a bit.
Very wise. Not that moving back will make much of a difference. I'll wipe out the entire planet. If I could just reach this thing's power source...
No, River, come on. We can still go back to the ship.
And let everyone here die?
Well, perhaps we can't save them. Some events in the universe are fixed points.
Fixed points? Not with me around. I've done it.
Summer is a coming in, Lundy Sinko Kuro. Grow with sad and so with mad, all in the woody. No, 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 now, no, now, no, no.
Your singing never gets any better.
No, it doesn't. How are you feeling?
Annoyed. Really annoyed to be dying. It just doesn't seem fair. First moment I wake up, I've forgotten that it's happening. I feel fine. I mean, maybe it's a dream. Then I remember. And I wish I hadn't woken up.
I'm sorry.
And sometimes I wonder if perhaps... just perhaps I'm still... a little bit immortal. I think everyone wonders if they are, but I was once.
And I'm sorry about that too.
Yeah, giving that up so you could have a few more faces. I wonder who I'd be if I hadn't met you.
Still brilliant.
Well, obviously.
Are you scared?
Life goes on. How long have I been asleep?
A couple of star systems. You didn't miss much. Just spinning rocks who aren't going to acquire the life habit. Peaceful. No sign of any spore ships.
So you could say I've saved two star systems.
You could, if you were counting.
Oh, I am. I'm counting everything I can achieve before... before I stop. So where next? Computer? It can talk, can't it? I didn't imagine that, did I?
Oh, I turned that off. I thought you found the voice annoying. You said it was smug.
Oh, well, no one likes a smug computer.
2 hours before our next system. Dinner. Chinese, or I was thinking maybe Mexican. Chimichangas.
I'm sure I've asked you this before.
It's fine. Memory loss is a side effect of the treatment.
I'm sure you've told me that, and I've forgotten that too. What happened to the TARDIS?
We don't talk about it. But no, we make do and mend. The Vork ship Sarah Jane, an ancient, vast and unpredictable craft that just so happens to be exactly as big on the inside as the outside. How boring. But she gets me from A to B, never goes via C, Q or any of the higher scoring Scrabble letters, but...
It's missing that uncertain something.
I always worry I'm going to run out of space for shells. Oh, well.
It still suits you.
Does it? I'm pleased. River, how are you?
Oh, I live.
Remember how much fun we had on Florana, the golden sunset?
That rude tour guide.
Well, he was wrong about those pyramids.
And just loved you telling him so.
Let's go back. I'm sure he's wrong about something else. We'll go there right now. Forget about this.
No. The spore ships. It was my idea to solve that mystery, and I will. If it's the last thing I do. You have strange dreams when you're dying. So strange, I wake up and never want to sleep again.
And then, of course, a few days pass and you find that you cannot sleep. Not a wink, and then you... You? I beg for the dreams to come back. I can't stop walking. This ship is so big, so old. It's like a haunted house. Haunted? Oh, yes. It has ghosts.
Help! Help me, please! Help me!
I can hear someone calling. And sometimes I can hear them sobbing. I wander and wander the ship looking for them. I walk for so long that I forget myself. And then I come to and find that I have been crying.
River? River? You've been asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, just for a moment. I nodded off across my star charts.
You all right?
Yes, you know, still dying, but...
You don't have to be flippant, not with me.
I'm fighting against my own body and I can't win. I know that, but I've got a job to do. The spore ship dispersal pattern seems random, but if I can just unlock a pattern, trace it back to the beginning...
That could be the start of time. It's like you're picking a fight with God. It doesn't matter. Stop!
Finding the balance. That's the tricky thing. On the one hand, if I up my dosage of the medication, it will prolong my life. On the other hand, the medication turns my brain to mush. Well, what's the point of being alive if I can't think?
I'll make us some tea.
Tea? When has tea ever made any difference to anything?
First, you warm the pot. No one quite knows why. People swear it enhances the flavour, but science shrugs. That's mysticism right there. Then you put the tea in. No bags for us. Fresh leaves. 3 spoons. One for thee, one for me, and one for the pot. Leaves grown on a tree that had a completely different purpose in mind for them. Calcutta, I think. Just before a monsoon. Leaves plucked, dried, even now, completely unpromising. Then you add the water. Just as it boils. Don't leave it too long, and as my mother says, never reboil it. You've got 2 almost completely inert things, but you've taken advantage of the theory of Brownian motion to put them together, and you've got a lovely, marvellous creation. A pot teeming with tea. You ask what it's for. Well, that's because you've not tasted it.
Some people would say you've just created a universe.
Me? I just made a pot of tea.
Thank you.
I put you a slice of lemon on the side in case, well, you know, some people.
We need to find a system. One with planets that could and could not sustain life. The closest one...
Don't forget your tea.
Oh, I won't.
Goldilocks had 3 planets. The first planet was too hot. The second planet was too cold. And the third planet... Well, the third planet was just right.
Found anything?
Have you found anything?
Yeah. Sort of tomato banana.
Oh.
The universe is full of surprises. Do you want one?
No, thank you.
Delicious. Need a name. Tomato? Tombana? No, tombola. That's it. Have a tombola. Go on.
I said no. Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Fine. But food? No. No food today. I just can't face it. Annoying, really, as I'm so hungry. I can just about keep a protein pellet down, but I really miss food.
Oh, sorry.
And now you're littering. 5 minutes on an alien world and you're making a mess. That's so you.
And you're changing the subject.
Me? Oh, the very idea. This is a lovely place. And someday it's going to make a species a good home.
And? Go on, penny for them.
Oh, you're very good. Here goes. Theory one. The spore ships wander through space, landing on planets and wiping out all life on them at random. Theory two. What if it isn't random? Well, I've gone through all accounts of spore ship activity, and there's one thing that everyone's missed. Because all the worlds they've landed on are now dead, no one has ever spotted that the spore ships have never landed on a world that didn't already have life on it. The dead rocks. The boring worlds. Not today, thank you. That's not random. That's a plan.
You got all that just from landing on three planets? If so, that's very good.
What can I say? I need a stroll to do all my best thinking. Have another tombola.
Delicious. What next?
We need to go to the scene of the crime. A world the spore ships have ravaged.
Planet Delver 98, once home to 2 billion reasonably advanced souls.
Now it's a Monday of a world. Poor Delver 98. Did you see the mist over the forests as we flew in?
Yep. An empty planet where it's always raining. Not much to see.
But there's something.
You mean the ruins?
Not them. Although, you know, love an old ruin.
Oh, thank you.
Don't mention it. No. The spores knocked out all life. This should be just rain. But look, there are trees. They're sort of grass.
I wouldn't pass muster at Wimbledon. But still, well done, Delver 98. Not bad for...
2,000 years. 2,000 years since the planet was attacked. You know, I bet if we took our helmets off, the atmosphere would be fairly...
Don't!
Oh, relax. I'm only dying. I can afford to take the odd risk.
River!
Ooh. Exactly the aroma of that man you don't want to sit next to on a bus.
Oh. Well, Delver 98 is going places again. In only 2,000 years. On the evolutionary clock, the little hands are pretty remarkable.
And the big hand says it's 1:30 scarily weird.
Talking of which, something moved in those trees.
I noticed that, but discounted it. Because it's impossible.
You started ignoring impossible things. How's that working out for you?
I'm going to go and have a look. It was just the tiniest thing in those remarkable trees.
It could have just been the wind stirring the leaves.
Could have been. But what if it wasn't? That'd be bonkers o'clock, wouldn't it?
The mist!
Is hanging around those trees. Very pretty.
It's not mist! Run!
I get to say that. And what do you mean it isn't mist?
Run! It's spiderweb! Run!
But, I mean... Oh!
You're not running!
No. I'm standing very still. Because a spider has just landed on my visor. Oh! And another one. They're big. And I don't even like spiders when they're small. Funny things keep meeting them in one form or another. Across the universe, pretty much never come out of it well. And now I'm babbling. But then... they're trying to find a way in!
They're fascinating.
And I'll tell you another thing. They're still on my helmet. Do something.
Well, I'm not touching them.
What happened to dying people take risks?
Spiders, darling! Oh, hold on. There's a branch over there. I'll knock them off. Oh! Oh! The branch! The branch! It's covered with them!
Ah, the trees are full of them!
Life spins its own web, and sometimes we get caught in it. And one thing to remember is spiders. Covered in spiders. Spiders trying to get in. Did I seal the helmet properly? Did I? Because I can feel something crawling down my back. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I don't want to die now. I really don't want to die. Calm. Deep breath. Be mindful. Blow that. Do something. Stop panicking and do something. Knocking them off isn't working. Crushing them? No, rolling on the ground isn't working. They're just clinging on. They're persistent. Life so often is. They're going to get in any minute. They're patient. They really have nothing better to do. Deep breath. Wipe them off your helmet and think.
Sweetie, how are you doing?
Oh, well, my dear, there are thousands of them and they're very hungry.
Right, I'm going to ask you to do something stupid.
I like stupid.
Unplug your oxygen pipe.
I don't like stupid.
Now listen to me. Breathing doesn't matter. Oxygen does.
Got you.
How's it going?
Well, we've discovered that spiders really like oxygen.
Oh, good.
What are you doing?
Blowing you up.
What?
Gosh. Bone on the ground. Go on, do it.
Well done.
Thank you. Now, darling, would you mind terribly setting me on fire?
How many times? Survival suits are fire resistant.
Fire resistant, not fireproof. There's a world of difference.
You're alive. Stop complaining. Oh, this world really stinks.
No one's complaining.
I'm not complaining. Well, I am. But I'm also thinking.
What's that?
It's analysing the atmosphere.
You got everything in that bag.
Not just the basics. Matches, scanners.
Not insecticide.
True. I'll make a note. Aha. The atmosphere is saturated with protein chains. Hence the smell. We're breathing life.
You know what? For a dull place, this planet is fascinating.
Isn't it just?
And there's a line of spiders between us and the shuttle.
Never a dull moment.
They don't want us to get off this world.
No, they're guarding it. In a few billion years, they'll be hanging in dusty corners, eating flies. But right now, they're making sure this planet is left alone.
Both fascinating and rather worrying, if you were us.
If only you had the TARDIS.
If I had the TARDIS, it'd be covered in cobwebs. It's covered in cobwebs. That happened, you know.
I know. You told me.
Did I? I wonder if it's all connected. There's an intelligence that shapes our ends. Anyway, that shuttle is right now far better than any TARDIS.
Really?
Oh, yes. Because it has a remote control. There. Instant barbecue. Professor Sock, shall we get out of here?
Why not? I've a theory.
No, enough theories. You must rest now.
No, wait. It's important.
Rest is important. Look at you. You look awful. You're worn out.
Thank you.
Just lie back and let the bay put you under. A few hours sleep while the drugs do their work.
But
trust me, I'm a doctor.
The disease is spreading.
Yes, it is. But I'm doing all I can for you. Please.
What if... when you're trying to stop cell mutation running rampant, some treatments just burn the cells out of existence? Well, what if the spore ships act the same way? Wiping out civilizations that are getting out of control.
Nonsense.
Well, none of the victim worlds developed space travel. Someone killed them off before they could spread.
But that's... I mean...
We thought it was a forgotten, ancient weapons program. Well, it's certainly ancient. But it's also still very much up and running.
River.
Yes. I'll sleep now. But here's your end of the bargain. Think about it.
I need a bigger head.
Oh, sweetie. Trust me. You don't.
Rest now. Your work is done.
I'm dreaming again. Dreaming of this huge ship, almost endlessly large. Sections of it shut off and forgotten about. Dust and cobwebs everywhere, and yet it still keeps going. Yes, it's the kind of craft only the Doctor would drive. But how did he end up with this ship? What happened to the TARDIS? A whole chapter of my life still to live. A whole new face to fall in love with. In my dreams, I walk the ship. Walk round it and round it. Endless circles, wondering if I'll catch up with myself. There's a door. It doesn't have a lock, but it won't open. I ask him about the door.
There is no door.
But there is a door. In my waking dreams, I always end up at the door. I knock on it. And one day... someone knocks back.
I have an idea.
And good morning to you too. Breakfast?
My idea. It's a good one.
Is it staying in bed and reading a book?
Might be.
Lovely. I'll pop the kettle on.
Or it might be finding where the spore ships are going to strike next and preventing it.
And how are we going to do that?
By staring out of the window. Look at all those stars.
I often do, when you're asleep. I never get tired of them.
It's what I love about you.
Thank you.
Now, we're up against an ancient, omnipotent force.
You can say God, you know.
Oh, I don't do flattery. Even we can't outthink it. Even if we can see its work in the petals of a flower.
Or a pot of tea.
Exactly. We can trace the patterns. We can't divine where a spore ship will strike next, but look at those stars, at the planets.
Okay.
Rule out all the systems where a spore ship has already struck.
Why?
Because you've got to start somewhere and just go on from there.
Fine.
Next, discount all the systems which are dead.
Sure.
And the systems where a civilization has developed off-world travel.
Done. Shan't pay them another thought.
So, what have we got?
Still an awful lot of stars.
Make a list of stars with a planet where the civilization has got beyond scissors, paper, stone and is looking at launching satellites and space travel and...
and...
Thinking... And a planet whose hobbies include making things which go boom.
Oh, yes.
Then we find the nearest one and head for it as fast as we can.
People of Unity, if I could have your attention, please.
Are you really going to do it like that?
I can't start Planet Unity, can I? That's setting up entirely the wrong note. Like I might be talking to the rock, not the inhabitants. So, yes. People of Planet Unity, is that better?
Well, there are more important things in life than speeches, like getting there.
This ship is going as fast as she can.
I wish you'd let me have a look at the engines. I was always better at these things than you. You're bound to have done something wrong.
You're too kind, but no. The drive shielding is not all it could be. Harmless enough for my people in small doses, but...
it'd finish me off?
Like blowing out a candle.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry. Now, where was I?
People of Planet Unity, I bring you tidings of comfort and joy. Oh,
maybe I should just make it up on the spot.
Really? You're sure that's the best idea?
Well, you didn't care a moment ago.
What we say to them is important. But so is getting there before you end up delivering a lovely speech to a dead world. After all, you do love an audience.
Oh, I do. You know what? If I defocus the thermocouplings, we might get a tiny bit more whoosh out of Sarah Jane. Yes, I'll go do that.
People of Planet Unity, a funny thing happened on my way here.
Idiot. My idiot.
People of Planet Unity, you may have wondered why I called you here today. Please, Listen to me. You're in terrible danger.
Oh, get that. Yeah. Listen, I know how you must feel. You always looked up at the sky and wondered if you're alone. Well, no. As you can hear, you're not. Hello, alien life. Surprise! And believe me, I know how irritating it is when an alien turns up in your life and starts telling you what to do. But listen, we've only just got here in time. Our sensors have detected a device, very old, very deadly, heading your way. A lot to take in, I know. Don't blame your astronomers. They're probably looking for rogue asteroids, that kind of thing, big threats. But this is small. Get them to divert their tracking stations. You're looking for something small, drifting your way, just passing the outer moons. Can you see it? We don't know what notation systems you use, although my colleague is monitoring your communication satellites so that we can talk with you better.
Tell the telly's rubbish.
But yes, basically, you're looking for something heading your way. If it lands on your planet, it will detonate and wipe out all life. But don't worry. We can take care of it for you. Our weapons will blast it out of the sky, and then we need to talk. What? Oh, you're kidding. We don't have any weapons. Oh, that is so typically you. Honestly, sometimes I could just kill you. Again. A small snag. Due to our strict policies of non-interference, we will be unable to actually blast it out of the skies for you with a single shot. I am so sorry about that. But this is a chance for you to come together. My colleague has been observing your broadcasts.
Terrible game show.
And apparently, you spend all your time building weapons to use on each other. Well, this is a chance to stop all that. Use those weapons, train your satellite arrays, and target the craft that is coming towards you. Work together for the future of your species.
Please, do as she says. Stop fighting each other. You're in terrible danger. Do as we say, or I promise you, you'll become extinct.
Do you think they bought it?
Hard to tell. I mean, it's a lot to take in. Generally, everyone expects aliens to arrive in an invading armada, not for unthinking extraterrestrial deaths just to come raining on them from the skies.
And for us to tell them they've got about a quarter of an hour to invent world peace and blow up a spaceship.
But, you know, life is amazing. That's why it continues.
True. The spaceship is entering orbit. Oh, can't we at least ram it?
It'd be like playing billiards. Our best shot is the people of Unity. They have a sitcom, you know, about neighbours, always fighting, but always at the end of the day coming together.
Is it any good?
No. Here comes the spaceship.
Unity's weapons are powering up. Look at that! All the satellite arrays. And see those vapour trails coming up from the planet? Oh, entire arsenals emptied! Yes!
Oh, beautiful planet Unity, yes!
Oh, yes! Oh, that's it! Oh, wait, they're not targeting the spaceship.
They're targeting us. No. The idiots! No! No!
No! People of Unity, listen to me! You must wipe out that spaceship, you must! Oh, please! Ignore your rulers. Do what you can. You have to. Oh!
We're too late. The spaceship has detonated. I'm sorry.
Never mind. Get us out of here.
I'm not sure I care to.
Get us out of here! Now!
Have a sandwich.
You cut the crusts off.
What can I say? I like my cucumber sandwiches uncomplicated. Now then, I always say there's an art to the perfect Buck's fizz. Otherwise, it's just a cheap way to ruin expensive champagne. No, the secret is 2 parts orange juice to 1 part bubbles, and don't forget to disband before the 3rd single.
What?
It's a dream. Of course I'm talking nonsense. Strawberry?
What?
Gently now, gently. Squeeze my hand. That's right. Go on.
strength response test for patients recovering from trauma.
Or a sign of affection. Touch is the last sense to go.
I was dreaming.
And now you're not. As the medication increases, so too do the side effects.
I thought you said the medication was increasing.
So I did.
But I'm still in pain.
River, I'm sorry, we've reached that point.
I'm just so tired. And I'm in so much pain. And I just can't think. I just can't think.
It's all right. You can go. You've done all you can. It's fine for you to rest now. Really.
No.
Shh, your quest will go on. I promise you, my love.
I don't care about that. I care about you. I don't want to leave you.
You'll never leave me.
But...
Shh. Sleep now.
Goodbye, my love.
Your work will continue. I promise. If only. If only we knew who was behind it. Don't worry. I'll find out.
Yes. Yes. You will.
We will. You'll always be by my side. Squeeze my hand. Never let it go.
I can't feel it.
No. No. That's no good. The fight goes on.
Are you all right?
I can't leave one final mystery unanswered. Whoa. Just a tiny bit dizzy, that's all. Now then, got to get to the last page of the story. Come on! Thank you. The subject of today's lecture is the spore ships, or rather, the people who created them. After all, everyone loves a good mystery. We obsess about the spore ships. We ask who created them and why they were created. But none of the answers are quite good enough. Well, they sidestep things. As a mystery, they're quite annoying. I'll tell you my favourite theory. Somewhere in the dark time, a race glimmered into existence and they flourished and they burnt brightly. But their time was over so quickly. It turned out that their great universe that they felt so proud of was only theirs on loan for a little while. And they felt jealous. So, their last act of creation was the spore ships. And they didn't want anyone else to enjoy their universe. I said it was my favourite theory, but it's not right. It suggests that they got caught out by the hugeness of creation. There's just so much life, they couldn't hope to stamp it all out. Remember that. Another theory is that the spore ships are leftover weapons from the war that wiped out the last universe, or that they've slipped back from the end of this one. I love a paradox. Whatever your preferred theory, we all assume the spore ships are guided by a dead hand. We just get obsessed by those spore ships. Once you've heard about them, you just imagine them dropping out of the sky on you. You're looking in the wrong direction. Instead, let's posit a race. The first people. They sowed a range of species on different planets at the same time and then stepped back and left them to develop. They're using the spores to thin out the ones which are developing in the wrong way. In the same way a gardener thins out the seedlings so that the healthy plants can thrive. We've assumed whoever is behind the spore ships is acting out of hatred, spite, or terrorism. But they're not. This is dispassionate and cold. The hand behind this is not a loving creator. A loving... no. No, no, no. It's fine. I'll be all right. I have a dizzy spell. Just get my breath back. Oh, where was I? Yes. Love. No. Quiet and down, you lot. Do you know? Do you know who you all are? Oh, all of you. You're an audience of my peers.
Oh, come on.
Yes, you with a bow tie. Pipe down, sweetie. I'll get to you in a moment. Oh, but look at all of you. All of you dressed like you fought in a charity shop and lost. But those faces, those intelligent faces, faces I can only love because of who you are, Doctor. Oh, my one impossible love, I love you all. I don't know. I don't know. If I'm alive or dead, or dreaming or waking. But the one thing I hold on to, it's really the last sense. Love. Oh, you're too kind. You're all such dears. I know where I am with all of you. I love you and I will follow you to the end of the universe.
Oh, bravo, bravo.
Stop! You! Which one are you? Which one are you?
It's all right, it's all right.
You were in my dream.
I know, I was calling to you. You were talking in your sleep.
Did I make much sense?
Quite a lot, actually.
You were holding my book in my dream. Naughty!
Well, I don't have it now, do I? Trust me, it's locked up safely in that cabinet. Shall I get it for you?
No. Don't touch it. You must never read the book.
Oh, I know other people's diaries are so embarrassing.
It's not that.
It's fine, I know, I was being flippant. Don't worry.
The one thing you must do, promise me, when I'm gone.
Don't say that.
When I'm gone, don't read my story. You burn that book.
You have my word. Now, go back to sleep. Please.
No. Oh, there's still so much to do. So much. I'm running through the ship again. Only this time, something is running after me. It's not hiding in the shadows anymore. But I'm tired. I'm tired of running. This ship is so old. It could have generations of ghosts. Well, who did he buy it from? Did he buy it at all? Perhaps he just found it, in which case, who left it? Lying at the end of the universe? Or at the beginning? Whoever you are, keep back! Stay away from me! I'm so close to the answer! Do you hear me? I'm so very close! No! Let me out! Let me out!
Sorry I'm late. Oh, a picnic in the cargo bay. Classy.
Just in time for tea.
Did you warm the pot?
No, but I assure you it's very fresh.
And my word, what a splendid spread. You really have gone to town.
Join me on the rug. I've taken most of the cushions. Forgive me, my love. My back hurts.
Are you sure you're up to this?
I won't eat if it's all right with you. But It will do me good to watch.
Oh, you cut the crust off the sandwiches. How did you know?
Oh, I must have dreamt it.
You think of everything.
As do you.
A pork pie. Delicious. Oh, wonders. Now then, we're doing remarkably. Your latest insights really helped.
Why am I not dead?
I'm sorry?
Why am I not dead?
I don't know. I'm just so terribly grateful. We must praise every moment. I'll tell you what, why don't we look it up in my 500-year diary?
Put that book down.
I'm sorry?
That book is not yours. It never will be.
I don't know what you mean.
I daren't guess what harm you've done, but close that book.
Very well.
Thank you.
Don't touch that. That's my side of the story. You can't read it.
No, it's not. Just a false cover, made of old flock wallpaper with 500-year diary written on it. Really, it's my book. The story of my life. The doctor must never, would never read it. So, who are you?
River, you have to believe me. I am the doctor.
Oh, you're very like him. Charming, infuriating, brilliant.
Handsome?
Well, yes, but no. Oh, no, you're not him. This ship, this terribly ancient ship is yours, isn't it? Always has been. What does that make you?
Oh, a member of the First Race. Whoever created the spore ships. You.
I am the Doctor.
Standing on the sidelines of eternity, watching planets get restarted over and over again, and now hunting the spores down out of remorse? Well?
I...
Oh, the next thing you say had better be the truth.
I became curiously bored.
That's so very, Doctor.
My people are not exactly hands-on. Well, we don't have hands as such. We also don't really question things. We're fairly set in our ways and really do believe in a job for life. Life is our job. The problem is, I had a hankering for something else. And then I realized I was perhaps the only one of us ever to have had a hankering for anything.
You wanted to stop the spore ships?
Yes. They sickened me. To wipe out a civilization based on a series of ancient rules. Well, you may as well destroy them because you don't like their style. So I decided to stop them. I went over to the other side. The rulers. They were surprised, but very pleased. They threw me a party.
Sounds like them. You know you can't trust them.
Of course not. Like most firm friends, we don't trust each other an inch. I want to wipe out the spore ships. I suspect the rulers are rather keener on recycling. But they do have their uses. For one thing, they told me all about you.
So that's why I was invited.
Yes. You fell for all that murder on the Orient Express with cocktails in space, Filigree. When you were really there to meet me. River, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Really? Why is that?
Now, at last, I found you.
He seems to know you, anyway.
Yes, he does.
I should think so. I'm sorry, I don't think we've been introduced. I'm River's husband. Hello, sweetie.
What?
Oh, dear. How terribly embarrassing. I'm rather afraid I'm the wrong one.
What?
You see... And I know who you are all too well. But I'm really not supposed to meet you for quite some time.
Oh, you are, aren't you? You're a future him.
Who else? I really shouldn't be here.
And now you're talking my language. Oh, shall we get out of here?
You're not going to finish your drink?
Why should I? It's drugged with complex psychosuggestive compounds and... Oh. Oh.
Yes. Let's go, shall we?
You kidnapped me, drugged me, and nobbled the ship's computer so I couldn't ask awkward questions. So go on. Why use me to stop the spore ships?
Well, I couldn't do so directly. We have rules of non-interference, and it would be rather gauche. However, our mutual acquaintances gave me someone brilliant.
Oh, you're good at flattery and sleight of hand.
An enigmatic stranger turns up out of nowhere, claiming to know more than you.
And I fell for it. Eventually. Oh, I fell for it.
Well, I read your little blue book. I studied his methods. We're good mimics. I became, to all intents and purposes, the man you love.
Well, I have one more thing to show you. I am just full of surprises. I found a lot of things, you see, exploring this ship.
Let me help steady you.
Oh, I can manage by myself. Thank you. It's this way, over here.
This ship has been my home for, well, longer than I care to remember. I'm sure it has secrets even from me.
There's a door.
Is there now?
And sometimes this door calls out to me in my dreams. Maybe I'm on one side, maybe I'm on the other.
Dreams are such stuff as we are made of.
Oh, don't misquote Shakespeare. He would never do that.
Unless he was showing off.
It's true. Nearly there.
Good. You look exhausted. I'm very worried about you.
Just give me a moment. A moment to get my breath back. And, oh, these shoes. Oh, that agony.
Take your time.
Oh, I will. If there's one thing I've learned... Never run in heels! Catch me if you can, sweetie! Oh, look at this! Another door entirely!
Look, that's the cargo bay door! What do you think you're doing?
Oh, reaching the door handle before you! Now you tell me everything, or I open this and blast us both into space!
But...
Now, you said you'd studied me. I'm dying anyway. People with nothing to lose play the best games.
I've told you everything.
Have you? What do the rulers want to do with the spore ships? To stop them or to use them for their own ends?
Some questions shouldn't be asked. And some buttons, my dear, should not be pushed.
Oh, you're so not the doctor. Also a shade too many, my dears.
Noted for next time.
Now you tell me everything. No? Then it's time for a little spacewalk.
Don't.
Goodbye, my...
Again? Oh, well. Live fast, die young, and leave a puddle of goo on the floor. Poor river. I'll get a mop. And then back to the drawing board. There's plenty more where that came from. Dumpteen bottle, da-da-ba-doo-da-doo, and if one green bottle should accept it all. There we go. And action.
I was dreaming.
Relax, relax, my love. Take it easy. You've been asleep.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize, my love. You need more rest these days, that's all. The medication has stabilized your condition, more or less. But, well, one can never have enough sleep.
Sleep? Oh, it's a waste of time.
No. We've got to have you fighting fit, haven't we? After all, together we're going to hunt down the spore ships.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
And we're not stopping until we do. You and me. Together forever.
Well, no, actually. I'm feeling an awful lot better.
I'm so pleased for you.
And I'm really very cross.
My dear, are you feeling all right? Perhaps I'd better just... Dear me.
Forget it. Your clicker isn't going to work. Not this time. I'm not one of your clones. You see, I'm the real thing.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. It took me time to escape from the cloning chamber, but here I am. And actually, forget Cross, I'm vexed.
This must all be very confusing for you. But you see, you don't have the full picture.
Oh, I do. Your poor, weak clones learned from me, and I learned from them. I think you'll find I know everything they did. I've lived it all. And I find that very hard to forgive.
But you understand. You must. What we were trying to do.
I do, to an extent. Show me your real face.
This is my real...
No. No more lies.
Happy.
Oh. Delirious.
At first we saw each other through a glass darkly. And now we're face to face. Does it answer any of your questions?
Not really. I just prefer killing things to people. I'm funny that way.
All very amusing. But we know that you need me alive. You need my help to find the real secret of the spore ships.
Maybe. Maybe not.
My love.
I am two things. I am brilliant, and I am annoyed. I also hate being used, so fine. That makes three things. I'm sure it's all very nice for two omnipotent forces to play chess with the universe, but they're about to discover that a pawn can become queen.